Model Adrian Curry slams Mark Cuban over Kamala Harris, what policies? The only ones she stated were Trump's. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 27, 2024. Adrian Curry, a model who was the winner of the first season of CW's America's Next Top Model in 2003, slammed billionaire and Shark Tank investor Mark Cuban after he shared an ex post about Vice President Kamala Harris, who has been in office for 3.5 years. Allegedly having her own policies on her campaign trail and claims she literally is redefining the party. Kamala Harris is not falling in line with Democratic Party policies. Kamala Harris is defining her own policies. And the Democratic Party is falling in line with her, to which Curry replied, "What policies? The only ones she has stated were Trump's." The model was referring to Harris infamously copying a campaign promise first announced by former President Donald Trump to eliminate taxes on tips. Notably, in 2022 Harris cast the tie-breaking vote to pass the Inflation Reduction Act, which provided $80 billion in additional funding to the IRS so that the agency could get to work cracking down on the service industry's reporting of tips so they could be taxed. While Cuban did not provide a rebuttal to Curry's comment, one of his followers offered a condescending reply. "Adrian, you will one day grow and mature as a person. As that occurs, you will look back and see how wrong you are," the X account wrote. "Perhaps you should start educating yourself now by looking for trusted journalists who have put in real research to form the basis of their opinions." Curry responded by informing the X user, "I was a lifelong Democrat. Why would I reward the party who betrayed me, betrayed women, and constantly betrayed their voter base by doing selections instead of elections?" She added. "Bernie and RFK Jr. were robbed by a corrupt and bloated machine. F them." As Breitbart News reported, Democrat-turned-independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspended his campaign on Friday and endorsed Trump in battleground states at the 45th President's Rally in Glendale, Arizona. During his speech at the Trump rally on Friday, Kennedy decried a sham Democrat primary, which was rigged to prevent a challenge to President Joe Biden and Harris. He also slammed his former party for the undemocratic way in which it made Harris its nominee, saying the Democratic National Committee, DNC, installed a candidate who was so unpopular with voters that she dropped out in 2020 without winning a single delegate. This RFK Jr. speech shows why he was denied all media. He would have won the Democratic primary by a landslide. Author, filmmaker, and journalist Mike Cernovich reacted. Regime propagandists first refused to report on him, then smeared him, and then the DNC sued to deperson him and deny voters the right to vote, Cernovich added. Today he fights back. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.